This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Okay, boy, we got a lot to talk about. A lot of people have their panties all up in a bunch about Donald Trump's physical, okay? We got the breakdown, we got the numbers. I think it's cool to talk about because I think some of us want to know how well we compare to the president. I mean, when was the president supposed to be the epitome of health? When did we in our history ever look at the president of the United States and go, I want to be or look like him? When have we ever wanted to do that? Now, I get that during JFK's term, people wanted to have sex with Marilyn Monroe, and maybe they aspired to be JFK, even though we do not have conclusive proof that that happened. But for the most part, we never really looked at Richard Nixon or Jimmy Carter, or Woodrow Wilson, or Taft, you know, or Harding, or any of these presidents, and say, I want to look and be as healthy as him. Now, we might have wanted to be president, have Secret Service, have chefs, right? Have a first lady that seems to be happy where you could actually, you know, by constitution, the law, tell her to, you know, no talking. The president's talking. Okay, I'm making the decision. You know, but by the way, that's another thing I always wonder about. What are these marriages like? You know, we always kind of get scooped like, okay, you know, Hillary and Bill slept in separate bedrooms. Melania and Donald sleep in separate bedrooms. You know, you always kind of hear this stuff. Remember the movie Dave where that movie where he was an actor that had to be president. He's taking a shower and Sigourney Weaver comes in to take a look at him taking a shower. You know, so we've always kind of wondered. I mean, I don't really spend that much mental time on it, but we've always kind of wondered what marriages are like within the White House. Because if half the country can't stand a presidential candidate, okay, like Bush or Obama or Trump, then there's a pretty darn good chance that a wife of many, many years can't stand them as well. Now, I apologize for this conversation being so one-sided because we haven't had a woman president. Okay? And I don't really know who would be the best woman president. I mean, I've always been fond of Oprah. I've been fond of, who's that girl in Lord of the Rings? Liv, oh my God, she's like the daughter of Aerosmith, Steve Tyler, Liv Tyler. Maybe she would do a good job. Here's the thing. I really haven't wrapped my head around a female president. I think it would be really, really cool, and I would like to see that in my lifetime. But I don't want anybody getting voted in just because they're a woman. I think that kind of insults us as women. It just kind of makes it look like, okay, yeah, like we need a helping hand. Nah, if we earn it, we earn it. That's fine. I don't, you know, don't just vote, you know, for me because I'm a woman. You know, yes, I may make a good president. I may not. But, you know, when it comes to our presidents, they're men. Okay, they've all been men. And they've been married to women. You know, we were, you know, kind of fantasizing about what it would be like, not fantasizing not in a good way, to have a first man as president. I mean, what would Bill Clinton do? What is the role of a first man? Okay, you know, what are first men supposed to do? True, a first man is supposed to serve the president, but that usually is where our, you know, fantasy stopped. Our mind, we really didn't want to go there. But, you know, Donald Trump's physical, we'll go through it in a little bit. Pretty good numbers. I think they fudged on the weight, if you ask me. He just barely made a BMI of 29.9, barely missing the 30 cutoff. You kind of wonder if he didn't put a toe or he left his contact lenses in. Actually, he doesn't wear contact lenses. So we'll talk about that. But we'll give you guys the scoop. Many of you have been kind of concerned about holding in a sneeze. We talked about this one gentleman, 34-year-old, I believe, perforating his throat from a sneeze, which made us concerned about what happens if you hold in a fart. I'll tell you what the latest data show on that. Walmart's back in the news. Walmart's back in the news because they are going to be giving away free opioid disposal kits. Walmart's brilliant in getting into the news. They know exactly how to get into the news. I'm a huge fan of hiccuping on air. I'm a huge fan of Walmart's marketing team. I think they're very, very savvy, and we can learn a lot. And they got back in the news. We're going to talk about that. We are going to talk about the new California movement to divide the Golden State in half. Remember a few years ago, California wanted to secede from the rest of the Union and wanted to, be its own country or whatever? Well, now I guess there's another campaign for California to be divided because you have a very, very right and a very left leaning population, more left than right. A lot of people can't stand that California is so highly taxed. Things are very, very expensive and doesn't really make sense to live in California when you can live across the border in Nevada or Arizona. So we'll talk about that. The flu, they think they think more strains are to come, more nasty strains. We'll talk about what's going on with the latest with that. Israel's in the news, the Israeli Medical Association. Okay, now I'm half Israeli. And so, I grew up in a family where, when an Israeli says something, that's going to be law. Okay? I mean, Israelis, they are pretty opinionated. They're going to do what they want to do. Well, apparently the Israeli Medical Association rejects mandatory flu shots for doctors. So why are the Israelis all up in a bunch about this one? We will talk about that. I love talking about Israeli news. Cannabis users feel deceived and alienated by others. I feel bad for them. And rural women are having sex earlier than city folk. So don't go away. We got a big day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Manny, who's working the dials, and GCN, who keeps this show going. All right. Do not blame, please do not blame GCN for my show. Okay? Okay? They're just a messenger. Don't kill the messenger. The show is me. It's my fault. You have to listen to this. Oh, boy. All right, let's break this down. White House physician, Navy Rear Admiral Dr. Ronnie Jackson performed President Donald Trump's annual physical. And it looks like it was a pretty thorough physical. Now, this was his memo from Politico. President Donald J. Trump has completed his first periodic physical examination as President of the United States. Remember he got a physical when he was running for president by his own doctor and the media jumped all over his doctor? So apparently, this Rear Admiral, Navy Rear Admiral Dr. Ronnie Jackson, is the White House physician and has been the White House physician for Obama and Bush. So we're talking about kind of a nonpartisan, which is how I believe it should be, person within the medical community that is over, that should not be open to, being swayed one way or another. So it should put the media at rest, but it didn't. The media went all over. That got all over him anyway. Anyway, he goes, I performed a supervised examination with appropriate specialty consultations and diagnostic testing. The exam was conducted January 12, 2018 at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. The purpose of this exam was to provide the public with an update of the president's current health status and to ensure the president continues to enjoy all the benefits of good health. The exam focused on evidence-based health screening and disease prevention. Now, that's a very interesting statement because there really wasn't evidence-based health screening done, per se. He got some extras, but that's okay. We'll talk about that. With President Trump's consent, I released the following health information. He had to give consent because of HIPAA rules. So, President Trump is 71 years old, 7 months old. So, 71 and a half. His height is 75 inches. His weight is 239 pounds. Now, let's just stop there. Does Donald Trump to you look like he's 239 pounds? He's 6'3". 239 pounds, he'd be looking pretty darn slim. Listen, I'm a fan of a lot of the policies and a lot of what this administration has done because I can't stand Obamacare, but I'd like to call it like I see it. I just don't think he's 239. I think he's a little more. And when you plug in the numbers for BMI, he barely gets in at 29.9. Being overweight, a BMI ends up being between 25 and 30. You are obese if you're over 30. So making 29.999999 is just a little suspect to me. But here's the thing. I don't like BMI. I think BMI is stupid. You got a guy that's 6'3", yeah, he's going to have a high BMI. You got a lineman. You got, I don't know, a pretty thick, you know, quarterback, you know, or you got Tom Brady, a quarterback. What's he, 6'4"? What is he? He's a god, isn't he? Who's Tom Brady? Anyway, they're going to have bigger BMIs. So I really don't want to make a big deal about the BMI. But did Donald Trump lift up a toe? I was on McIntyre in the morning this morning, and Doug McIntyre was like, did he put both feet on the scale? It's okay, all right? It's none of our business. You know what? If Donald Trump's BMI is high, if it's over 30, boy, would they have made a big deal. So him being overweight and not obese gave the media less of something to, you know, piranha at, so I'm fine with that. Resting heart rate, 68 beats per minute. That's excellent. I talked to you guys about your resting heart. Normal heart rate's between 60 and 100. Anything over 90 starts to bother me if that's your resting heart rate, to be honest. But if you could be in the 60s, wow. So I like that. His blood pressure was 122 over 74. He doesn't take blood pressure medicine. That's damn good. For a guy who's president that always seems to be yelling on Twitter and, you know, dealing with fake news, and people, you know, wanting him to be in poor health and seeming disappointed about his physical, him just having a blood pressure of 122 over 74 is pretty damn good. His pulse oximetry, 99% room air. That means he's got excellent oxygenation of his blood. His temperature is 98.4 degrees. People say he's hot-blooded. 98.6 is average. So 98.4, he's not cold-blooded either. All right, so those are pretty damn good vitals. On his physical exam, it doesn't look like he wears glasses or contacts, and his uncorrected visual acuity was 20/30. That's pretty damn good. Corrected, 20/20. Meaning if he did wear reading glasses or, well, not reading glasses, you wouldn't need that for 20/20. But I'm surprised if his uncorrected is 20/30, why he even needs correction. But anyway, visual fields were normal. Fundoscopic exam, fundoscopic exam is behind the eye, looking at the retina, examining the blood vessels. So that was pretty good. His intraocular pressures were normal bilaterally, meaning no glaucoma. No ocular pathology was discovered. That's a pretty damn good eye exam. Head and neck, normal head, ears, nose, mouth, and throat. He had healthy teeth and gums. He had a normal thyroid exam, they said. No lymphadenopathy, so no swollen lymph nodes. Auscultation of the carotid arteries are normal, meaning they didn't hear bruits or blood flow blocked to the brain, which could be a sign of impending stroke. I don't want to say impending stroke, but it could be a risk factor for stroke. Now, pulmonary exam. His lungs were cleared auscultation, and usually you say bilaterally, so they listen to both lungs. But they say a screening low-dose CT of the chest demonstrated no pulmonary pathology. A screening low-dose CT of the chest. Now, we do that for smokers. Now we're allowed to do that annually. For a non-smoker, that's not health-based evidence medicine. But lung cancer is the number one cancer killer in America. So at least that could, you know, people could rest assured that Donald Trump, you know, being on all those construction sites or maybe being around smokers isn't at risk. Cardiac exam. His heart exam, they said, was normal, regular rhythm. They did an EKG, and his heart rate was 71. So when I see that, where on vital signs his heart rate was 68, then on EKG 71, that means he has a pretty good heart rate. That to me confirms it. They did a transthoracic echocardiogram, where they did an ultrasound of the heart, and a ultrasound of the heart will look at function of the heart, the pumps, look at chamber size, wall thickness, and look at also the valves. That looks great. But then they did an exercise stress test, and they said that he had above average exercise capacity, and he's 71 years old. Normal heart rate, normal blood pressure, no ischemia, and no wall motion changes, which means basically that the heart, even when he exercised, got blood flow, which is a good sign and a good prognostic factor for not having a heart attack anytime soon. Yeah, you can still have a heart attack and, you know, God forbid, you know, things could be missed, but that's a good sign. Now, for the colon, he had a colonoscopy back in June 2013. So he's not really due for another 7 years. Unless, of course, he had blood in the stool, abnormal changes in his bowel, abdominal pain, high risk factors. So he didn't get another colonoscopy. And liver was fine, spleen was fine. Genital urinary, they said normal exam. So he didn't talk about the testicles. He didn't talk about the prostate. We're wondering if a 71-year-old man has an enlarged prostate. You'd think he would, but they just said normal exam. Extremities look good. He had full range of motion, no swelling or edema. And a guy on his feet a lot, having good distal pulses, good capillary refill, meaning good blood flow, good perfusion. It's a good sign. Neurologically, he was great. But they gave him the Montreal Cognitive Assessment. Now, in the next segment, I'm going to go over that with you guys, what that is. But the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, I think it's Canadian. And the Canadians, they know mental health. And I guess they made this assessment, and Dr. Ronnie Jackson had said, even though Donald Trump didn't need a cognitive exam, they performed a more in-depth one, and he scored 30 out of 30. We'll get back to that, though. On his skin, no melanoma, no basal cell carcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, or significant disease. So now let's get to his lab results. Lab results. His cholesterol, total cholesterol, was 223. Ideally, would like him under 200, so he's still a little high. Triglycerides or fats in the blood were 129. Would like him under 150, so that's good. His good cholesterol, the HDL, 67. That's damn good. You know, most people are in the 30s and 40s, but that's a good level. LDL, his bad cholesterol, is 143. I'd like that lower. And his cholesterol to HDL ratio, which we want under 4, was 3.3. White blood cell count was good at 5.5. His H&H, or hemoglobin and hematocrit, 16.1 and 48.7. That means no anemia. His platelets, his clotting factors, were good, 241. And no sign of diabetes. His fasting blood glucose level was 89. And what do you need to be? You need to be under 100. So that's excellent. His hemoglobin A1C, just in case we think that he overfasted, was 5. What does that tell us? Well, that tells us that his blood sugar, over 3 months' time, because roughly 3-4 months' time, roughly these red blood cells live 120 days, is good. Is very good. His kidney function looks good, liver function look good, prostate test 0.12, PSA, thyroid look good, urine look good, vitamin D was a little low. But when we come back, we'll tell you what medicines he's on, and I'll tell you what I really think about this, the physical, 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So, some of you have, weighed in on President Trump's physical. Okay. Guys, come on. Hey, why does he get a low dose CT and I don't? What's up with the PSA? Well, we're not supposed to be screening for PSA or prostate, and yes, he got that. He's a president. He can. And I would have, on a 71-year-old patient, I would have. Ron wants to know, would I have done the exact same physical on President Trump if I was his doctor? All right, you know what? If I had a 71-year-old man with high cholesterol coming into my office, I would have referred to cardiology. I wouldn't have performed the echocardiogram and the stress test in my office. I wouldn't have had that capability. But, yes, I would have made sure that anybody over the age of 40 or 50, for that matter, who has cardiac risk factors, i.e. high cholesterol, absolutely, I would recommend that he be seeing a cardiologist. Again, the low-dose CT chest, that was something that I think it's fabulous that they did, but that, again, if he's not a smoker, and if he never was a smoker, I mean, maybe he does smoke cigars, I don't know, but from what I understand, he never smoked, he doesn't smoke or drink. So that was a little bit fancy, but he's a president, for crying out loud, okay? We're going to talk about the mini mental status, and we're going to talk about that. But I want to talk about this vitamin D level. His vitamin D level was 20. Now, in my neck of the woods, anything under 30 was considered low. Yet, when you look at the national standards, a vitamin D level of 20.0 barely makes the cutoff. And many of you guys have low vitamin D. Why? Well, because you don't go out into the sun. We avoid the sun like the plague. We don't want to get melanoma. We don't want to get squamous cell carcinoma. We're afraid of the sun. We're told to use sunscreen, wear hats, cover our skin. And you're right. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is, I think, the skin cancer capital of the world. There is no way I want to get a melanoma. No. The problem is our vitamin D is going to be lacking. Yeah, you can get it from food, fortified food, you can. But my other worry is not getting enough vitamin D. Does that put you at risk for heart disease? Does that put you at risk for cancer? People of the more northern European descent seems to get more GI cancer and breast cancer than those who live around the equator. Now, some people say, well, that's genetic. It's because a genetic gene is being passed on. But for other people, they're like, no, maybe it's the sun. So Donald Trump may need to get a little bit more sun. Unfortunately, though, we don't want him at risk for cancer, skin cancer, but that's going to be a little tricky. But that vitamin D is kind of low. One thing, though, I would have done, honestly, is I would have done a bone density scan. I think all men over the age of 60 should get a bone density scan. That's just me. He's 71 years old. He has low vitamin D. So if he has a fall, could he unfortunately sustain a fracture? Now, he does look big boned. Okay. And I'm sure Secret Service would catch him. But one thing that doesn't look like it was done would be that. His urinalysis looked good. Apparently he has a history of hypercholesterolemia that we know about and rosacea. So rosacea is a skin disorder that usually exacerbates in the spring. We see this a lot of times on men, more Caucasian men. And so the medications that he's taking is Crestor, Vasuvastatin, one of my favorite, 10 milligrams a day, low dose. One of their lower doses. Yeah, it comes at 5. But usual starting doses of Crestor is like 10. So he's on a low-dose cholesterol medication. Looks like it's holding its own. He's taking aspirin, 81 milligrams a day. He's taking finasteride or Propecia for male pattern hair loss. It could also help with benign prostatic hyperplasia or an enlarged prostate. But they aren't saying as its prostate's enlarged. They say his prostate's normal. And then he's on an ivermectin cream. I did work with ivermectin when I worked at the EPA. And he uses that for rosacea. So he's not on the doxycycline like I thought he was. Looks like he's on Soolantra for his rosacea. And he's also taking Centrum Silver for overall health maintenance. So for those of you taking a multivitamin, and I've told you guys to take Centrum Silver, I like Centrum Silver. Wow. Maybe the president listens to my show. Sounds very good. He did get the pneumonia vaccine, Prevnar. He also got the twin Ricks for hepatitis A and hepatitis B. Kind of surprised that he didn't have hepatitis A or hepatitis B vaccine yet, but then again, we really didn't mass vaccinate people. We vaccinated people in healthcare for hepatitis A and B. We vaccinate people in the food industry. So a real estate mogul probably wouldn't get hepatitis A and hepatitis B shots. So he did. He also got his flu shot. And apparently they say any travel vaccinations that he needs are going to be up to date, meaning if he is going to go to an area where there's malaria, well, I don't want to say malaria, or, you know, dengue or yellow fever, whatever, typhoid, he'll get a vaccine for that. So Dr. Jackson says that the person's overall health is excellent. His cardiac performance during his physical exam was good. He says he continues to enjoy the significant long-term cardiac and overall health benefits that come from a lifetime of abstinence from tobacco and alcohol. We discussed diet, exercise, and weight loss. He would benefit from a diet that is lower in fat and carbohydrates and from a routine exercise regimen. He has a history of elevated cholesterol and is currently on a low-dose rosuvastatin. In order to further reduce his cholesterol level and further decrease his cardiac risk, we will increase the dose of this particular medication. So they're up in his cholesterol medication, probably 20. And the president is up to date on all preventative medicine screening tests and exam. And, which disappointed a lot of liberal media, He said this: all clinical data indicates that this president is currently very healthy and that he will remain so for the duration of his presidency. I was on Justin Barkley Wood Radio this morning, and I guess a reporter asked, I didn't see this press conference per se because I was on air, but I guess a reporter asked, how much longer does President Trump have to live? And this is one thing that really, really frustrates me. When we lose our humanity and people get excited about somebody's demise in politics, you know, or they're disappointed at somebody's good health rating. You know, look, I couldn't stand Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act, and I was no fan of the Obama administration, but I would have never wished ill or wished bad health on them. Come on, that's what, I'm a human being. I'm a doctor. You don't do that. Well, apparently people are, not very excited about Trump's good news. So let's take a look at this Montreal cognitive assessment. So these are some of the questions on there, okay? And by the way, I have this all written on my website at drdahlia.com, or go to my Facebook and Twitter. So it checks for visual, spatial, and executive function. So basically you have to copy a cube, and you have to kind of do like a little connect the dots thing with A's and B's and numbers. So somebody with dementia would have difficulty doing that. He scored fine. You have to draw a clock, and then you have to put 10 past 11. So you have to understand what a clock looks like, which many young people probably don't because they're in the digital age. But you have to be able to put, I don't think about it for a second, 10 past 11. So the little hand is going to be a little bit past 11, and then the big hand's going to be on the 2. Okay? He had to name a lion, a rhino, and a camel. There was a memory test where he read a list of words, or the doctor does, and then you have to repeat them. First trial you do immediately. The second trial has to be after 5 minutes. And the words were face, velvet, church, daisy, and red. I'm going to ask you guys after break if you remember those words. Face, velvet, church, daisy, red. Then there was attention. So you had to basically read a list of digits to the patient, and then he had to repeat them back forward, and then gave a couple numbers, read them back backwards. There was a list of letters that were read, and the subject had to tap with his hand every time an A was said. So FBACMNAAJKLBA. You see? That kind of thing. That's what the patient had to do. Serial subtraction. I've done with you guys where you start at 100 and subtract by 7. So 93, 86, 79. Okay? Language. He had to be able to repeat, I only know that John is the one to help today. And the cat always hid under the couch when dogs were in the room. We had to make sure that he could hear something, interpret it, and then say it back. Fluency, number of maximum words in 1 minute that begin with the letter F. Most likely Trump repeated a couple of the same words. Abstraction, similarities between train and bicycle, and similarities between a watch and a ruler. Then the recall of those 5 words I gave you. And then is he oriented to date, month, year, day, place, and city? Normal is scoring above 26, and he scored 30 out of 30. So, does he have dementia? No. All right, is he fit to be president? Probably. All right, when we come back, I'll test your memory, and then we will talk about flu. Don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so big concern now with the flu as we're hearing more and more young children die. I believe a 12-year-old just died. We had the 21-year-old weightlifter that died. I believe a 14-year-old. And this is starting to scare the living daylights out of people. In my neck of the woods, we're seeing a lot of flu. I believe the whole map now, with the exception of Hawaii, is showing widespread flu activity. And when it comes to these younger individuals, kids, people start to get scared because they think a 21-year-old is pretty dang resilient. And if a 21-year-old is pretty resilient, you know, then, you know, where am I at with this? And I was on Doug McIntyre in the Morning, or McIntyre in the Morning, KBC with Leanne Tweeden and Doug McIntyre, talking about the flu, and they're saying that it may even get worse because new strains may be coming. According to Dan Jernigan, director of the Influenza Division at the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, flu is everywhere in the U.S. right now. This is the first year we have had the entire continental U.S. be the same color on the graph, meaning there is widespread activity in all of the continental U.S. at this point. Now, so some people are saying, you know what, the season peaked. Well, other sources are saying we're right in the peak. I think it kind of depends on where you live. I got to be honest with you. I think we are in the peak right now. Flu season used to start roughly September, October. Now, we're talking before things start to warm up, and some of us have very, very warm winters. But flu season started about September, October, and then it would end roughly in the spring. And then with the shift, we noticed that flu season is basically was then defined as October 1 to basically June 1. In my neck of the woods, well, people got sick by Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, and then into Christmas season, we saw the flu. So a while back, in my neck of the woods, I saw a peak in December. Then it shifted to January. So January started to be peak flu month, and that's kind of what I'm seeing right now. But you're going to have some sources be more old school and say, look, peak is around Christmas time, which kind of makes sense. That's when all of a sudden it really starts to get cold in a lot of places. You start to have more travel. People are next to each other on a plane. So it's you know, they're drinking a lot of alcohol. They're eating, you know, Christmas cookies, and they're not eating as healthy. And so, yeah, more people used to get sick around the holidays. But peak flu season ends up being around January, and we're even being told even February for some. So we are at the peak. Now, they say we still have at least an additional 11 to 13 weeks of flu that's going to still circulate throughout the country, even though it's supposed to die down when it warms up in, you know, late spring. But still, we're being told that flu season may not end until June 1. And the CDC is starting to see infections caused by the H1N1 strain of the virus. Now, H1N1 is swine flu. So H3N2 has been already designated the main viral strain. That's the biggie. H1N1 hit us really hard in 2009, which is why it's now a part of the trivalent and quadrivalent vaccine. But it's still circulating. And I'm a little concerned about this because technically we're supposed to be, you know, fairly good at making an H1N1 vaccine. The H3N2 vaccine is tough. H3N2 mutates very easily. And it does mutate while in the process of being, you know, duplicated to make a vaccine. So we have a vaccine that is of a older version of the H3N2 because it mutated while we were cultivating and making the vaccine of the killed version of the virus. H1N1 isn't as tricky as the H3N2. So you start to wonder a little bit. Now, H3N2, it says the same thing. It just agrees with me. Very, very good. They say most flu vaccines are made using eggs. Eggs are less hospitable to growing the H3N2 strain. So it's a little harder to make a vaccine using eggs. We are going to have better recombinant versions. Right now, they say recent advances in manufacturing have yielded two immunizations that aren't made in eggs. Sanofi's SA FluBlock and CSL Ltd's FluCellVax are two immunizations that may be something that could be hopefully a lot more effective than what we have. FluBlock is a recombinant vaccine, so it includes only the protein expressed on the surface of the virus. So we're not giving you the killed version of the virus. We're giving a protein that's expressed that's just enough to trigger your immune system. FluCellVax is grown in mammalian cells. They don't use eggs. people worried about having an egg allergy. CDC says don't worry about that. You could still get the flu vaccine. But they think that using mammalian cells as opposed to eggs, like chicken eggs, even though chicken eggs have mammalian cells, may offer a better vaccine. So, according to this researcher, he says, ultimately a broader, protective, longer-lasting vaccine, one that you would get once or twice in life, and it would cover every flu, we would love to see something like that. I think it will be several years before we will have something like that. So, you know, what we're hoping is that we live long enough, right, past any flu season, to be able to see something that we can use, like, I would say, what's a good term for it? I don't want to use the word forever, but a longer-lasting flu vaccine. We don't want to every year have to get the flu shot. I think that's a problem. Okay? I think that's why we have so much resistance. That's why we have so much loss in effectivity and ineffectiveness of the vaccine, because we have to keep creating new ones each year. Now, the reason why is because it's the nature of the beast. Not all viruses are the same. Salmonella is different from the way it was hundreds of years ago. Polio, I mean, you know, pathogens mutate. So, I mean, you're not going to be, 100% all the time when it comes to this. But if there is a common thread, a common denominator, if there is, then I would suggest that's what we try to make a vaccine for. So using this recombinant technology of grabbing a protein piece and hoping to stimulate the immune system, that is kind of probably the way to go. So, you know, our scientists have their poop together. They really, really do. My suggestion to you is try not to get the flu. If anyone's sick, stay away from them. Make sure you're getting good sleep. Make sure you're getting good vitamins, vegetables, etc. You know, try to stay as healthy as you can. California's been dealing with quote-unquote war zones. You hear about them having tents, right? You know, outside in parking lots. 42 people under the age of 65 have already died in California alone. I don't have the numbers throughout the country. We're still not going to be getting all the numbers that we need. Apparently, some of the numbers are only up to January 6th, so we're still behind the curve in terms of giving numbers. But, and usually we would probably get death by flu numbers. You usually don't die by the flu, per se. You would die by pneumonia or other complications of it. But where we're going to be lacking is how many people have the flu and are getting reported. You know, I see people at work say, oh, yeah, I got this flu. Did they really get the flu? Did they get a bronchitis? Did they get a cold? Did they call it the flu? Was it really flu? Or if it really was flu, did you go to a doctor? Did you get it tested? Did you get it documented? No. People don't want to spend a copay or they have high deductibles. Look, it's January what? It's January 17th? So it's mid-January? People have high deductibles. Not a lot of people are going to go to the doctor to, you know, be diagnosed with something that they think they know what they have. I urge you to do that because there are complications and maybe you could get some Tamiflu or a medication to help fight the flu. But we're really having an underreporting. So we're going to be guesstimating. But already, you know, we're being told that, you know, hospitals are overwhelmed. For them to have tents out in the parking lot, we're fighting a pretty tough fight right now. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Belly.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.